For a closer look at the pastor's letter and debt relief plan from the Bush administration, we're joined in our NPR Washington studios by the letter's author, Bishop Charles Blake, pastor of the West Angeles Church of God in Christ in Los Angeles, and Reverend Dr. O'Neill Dozier, pastor of the Worldwide Christian Center in Pompano Beach, Florida, joins us. Like Bishop Blake, Reverend Dozier has also been working closely with the Bush administration, but he did not sign the letter. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. Bishop Blake, let me start with you. Why did you feel the need to send this letter?
Well, it was not the first time that we had communicated with the president. Our communication with the president started in the year 2000 when he was still President-elect Bush. We traveled to Austin. We met with him. We presented to him at that time a letter requesting a $10 billion investment over annually, along with other G8 nations in the continent of Africa. And since that time, we have communicated again and again. My interest in Africa goes back to the 1980s when I frequently traveled to the nation of Africa. And more recently, I have started an organization called Save Africa's Children that is designed to meet the needs of the orphans on the continent of Africa, more than 14 million of them now. Mm-hmm. And there'll be over 50 million of them by the year 2026. And more than 80 million people are going to die, possibly, by the year 2026. And so my interest in Africa and in its well-being is what has motivated my frequent communication with the administration.
Reverend Dozier, you chose not to sign this letter, not to participate in this form. Why?
Well, first of all, I have not seen the letter. If I would have seen the letter, I would not have signed the letter.
And why is that?
Well, because of a number of reasons. Number one, the President Bush administration has either paid or allocated over $22 billion for aid to Africa over the next 3 to 5 years. And also because of the fact that Bush is very, very passionate about Africa. He has focused more upon Africa than most other U.S. presidents in the past. And not only because of that, also because I think to do such a thing would be an unfair indictment against our president. I believe that this president's heart is pure, and the comparison that was used by Bishop Blake, and let me just say this, I honor Bishop Blake. He is an honorable man. I had the opportunity to meet him up there in Washington, D.C., but I believe that this is an unfair indictment of Bush.
Mr. Gordon?
Yes, please.
This is Charles Blake. President Bush is the president of the United States. He is elected by the people of the United States, and he is a public servant. He is there to pursue the goals and the objectives of his constituents, of the people of our nation. And when our nation's priorities are of such that a problem of such epic proportions is neglected and not given the amount of attention that it should receive, then I think that it is up to us, who are the citizens of our nation, to speak to our leader. The president is being put under pressure by many, many constituencies. He gave $140 billion tax cut to corporations. $81 billion is proposed to aid Iraq and Afghanistan. We spent $28 billion giving it to Turkey just for the privilege of flying over their territory on our way to bomb Iraq. And $22 billion over the next 5 years for Africa is a sum that really will not have significant impact. One authority has indicated that as much as $200 billion will be needed to fight the AIDS pandemic. 80 million people dying. That's almost half the entire population of the United States. There's no way that we can stand by giving small, measly amounts to the continent of Africa that has given the world so much. Its people, through the slave trade, its resources and its minerals, corporate colonialism and national colonialism have all literally raped Africa and disorganized Africa to a degree that Africa can hardly survive without our help. The average
Reverend
income
Dozier.
On the continent of Africa is about $200 to $300 per year. And our president is there for us to send petitions to and requests to regarding the needs that we become aware of.
Reverend Dozier, we should note that this letter is not the only avenue that has been taken to the White House in hopes of upping the ante from this administration in terms of dollars. In fact, one of the president's, as he says, closest friends and certainly closest allies, Tony Blair, is looking for more money as well from this administration.
Yes, I agree with that. But again, I think that we need to take a look at, let me sort of address a few things there concerning the things that Bishop Blair just addressed. Number one, concerning Africa, there is something that we need to know, and we should commend President Bush for helping to end Africa's longest war in Sudan. Now, at the time Clinton was in office, I didn't hear Bishop Blake and the other black clergymen standing against him.
We're not standing against President Bush. We're merely requesting of him that he move more generously toward a very severe problem. We're presenting a petition to the president.
But you're destroying him in the public, and you're trying to drive a wedge between Tony Blair and President Bush.
We're attempting to do no such thing. 80 million people are going to die, and if people are dying, they need our help. They need our assistance. Why should we stand by and allow 80 million people to die? Reverend Dozier, I'm talking about your homeland, where your ancestors lived. I'm talking
about
the people whom you
should be responsible for. Gentlemen, hang on just a second. Bishop, pick up on what the suggestion is there, and that is that perhaps, this group of clergy, and quite frankly, the United States is late in this calling and should have been calling for this kind of attention and this kind of money beforehand.
Well, I have been involved in Africa since the 1980s. I have not just asked the president to do something.
Not you specifically, Bishop, but we understand your fight as an individual.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I cannot speak for others. But I know that my commitment to Africa is a long-standing commitment, and the commitment of many others is a long-standing commitment also.
Bishop, did you rail Clinton and did you...
I have not railed Bush. I am not railing anybody. I am merely emphasizing a critical situation that exists that needs our attention and that needs our help. We have given $8 billion. Let me say this. We've given $8 billion to Israel annually, and only a infinitesimal amount in terms of our effort in terms of Africa. I believe that African Americans must be for Africa what Jewish Americans have been for Israel. There are 7 or 8 million people in Israel. There are 750 million people on the continent of Africa. And we're giving about $1 a year per African and about $1,000 a year per Israeli. I feel that we should help Israel, but I don't feel that we should neglect Africa.
Reverend Dozier, let me ask you very quickly. Do you expect that the president should indeed rethink the dollar amount that he has given toward Africa, particularly for the debt?
No, I do not, because of this reason. Number one, because of the reason that I just said, the President Bush administration has already given or allocated over $22 billion for aid to Africa thus far, and you just cannot dump a whole lot of monies into Africa because Africa is uncontrolled. The government.
Well, the reason Africa is uncontrolled
is Bishop Blake, let me ask you this. I've got to stop you. I literally have 20 seconds. I've got to ask you this question. Bishop, do you anticipate that this group will indeed have the meeting with the president?
Well, I look forward to the meeting with the president. We must help Africa. The reason Africa is disorganized is colonialism, corporate colonialism, and all of the ills that Europe and the U.S. have imposed on Africa.
All right, gentlemen, I have to stop you there. I'm up against the clock. Bishop Blake and Reverend Dozier, gentlemen, I got to stop you there. Thank you so much.